Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this, and I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like Elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL. When things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look, like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right, shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We up in this thing representing the coma. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the sports coma with Big Q and the guys. But we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fan. We up in this thing. Shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation. Big ups to the fam. Man, we up in this thing, man. What a hell of a weekend it has been. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saints, Pels. Very eventful New Orleans weekend, and we just keep it going, man. A very interesting draft as well, fam, that occurred. We'll be recapping that thing right now in this stream. So please feel free to hit the like button. Please feel free to hit the subscribe button if you're not a subscriber. Feel free to share the show on your social media feed. And if you're on Twitter, listen to us, kindly give us a retweet. We appreciate it. So shout out to the fam. Appreciate everybody for being in the stream. And like I said, we're going to talk about the draft, recap the draft. Also, we're going to look at the NFC South, the grades that some people are giving the NFC South. We're also going to go over the list of undrafted players. We're going to look at that and also take a look at some of the invitees and the unofficial depth chart. So we're going to do quite a few things in this episode of Tacoma. So y'all just kick back and we're going to get this thing going. So much love to the fam. We up in this thing. Big ups to everybody, man. Good to see y'all in the stream. Brother Trey is in this thing. King Chosen One, much love. Good to see you. Brother Trey in this thing, much love. Good to see you, fam. Mr. Fire D. Christopher, Shout out to you, my dog, Molly Maul. OG Jerry is in this thing as well. What's up, Ultra Remo? How you doing, fam? Appreciate you as well. Brother Gundam is in this thing. Big ups to you, Queen Dana. Shout out to my queens out there. Good to see y'all in the chat as well. Big ups to everybody, man. And I ain't got, you know what, fam? Let me do this right quick because I want to know this as well. And I got to get better about kind of getting the family members to kind of give me a result, you know, a poll result. Let me give you, give me just a second. Let me put this up here because I want to know. I want to know what you guys think about this draft, man. Give me a second. Let me put the poll up and tell me. I want to know what you guys think about the draft. I'm going to get your grade. See what your grade is here. Yeah, I want to know what you guys think about this draft here. Yeah, because it was a pretty interesting draft. Some positions I didn't think they would go to, but they did, you know. So shout out to them for doing that as well. And they handled the biz, man. So I'm going to put that up in the, I'm gonna put that there in the chat for the family members to chime in with. Y'all feel free when y'all chime in to kind of let me know what y'all think about the Saints draft. What grade would you give the Saints for the draft, you know? So anyway, what's up, Brian? Shout out to Brian for being in the building, man. Saints did have a very interesting draft. They backed it up with 15 signings and a couple of invitees. That's going to happen in May, around getting close to May, after May the 10th. They have the little the invitee situation and a similar like a little camp type situation where they kind of see what some of these guys look like. We get some get into the not the start, but you start seeing some of the players come in and the Saints take a look at them. So shout out to Niles Carpenter at the WhoDatDaily.com. That's our sports site where we cover a lot of sports. Saints add undrafted college free agents to bolster team depth. And Niles wrote this one. What was that? Yesterday? No. OK, he submitted it earlier today. All right, the Saints have made a significant move by agreeing to terms with several undrafted free agents. And, man, they had quite a few of them, man. So a lot of different ones he speaks about. It includes some various backgrounds and positions, promising to add depth and fresh dynamics to the team. And the highlight signing was Nathan Latu, who's a defensive end from Oklahoma State, known for his ability to pressure quarterbacks. TCU safety Millard Bradford, who demonstrated some versatility in his college career as well. And then, of course, he talks about the offensive talents like wide receiver Jermaine Jackson from Idaho, Mason Tipton from Yale, which is a guy I was talking about. I was putting trying to put on you guys radar during the draft about Mason Tipton. He's a pretty interesting prospect, very productive. He's undersized, but has good speed. Like I said, just a solid wide receiver, undersized, but interesting. All right, thank you, Brother Omar, for the super chat. Raiders fan, you guts lucky to have DC. We have nothing. While he's no Brady fan, need to relax. QB don't grow on trees. Okay, I get what you're saying. Bit we have a dumb owner. Okay, I got, all right, Omar. All right, he's saying Derek Carr. We have you lucky. All right, appreciate you, Omar. Thank you for the super chat, my friend. Appreciate that. In the Who Dat Nation, man. We are, I know, in from the Raiders family, the support base for the Raiders look at Derek Carr a lot different than we do. We just had access to him for just 1 year. But I know Derek Carr owns a ton of records for the Raiders. I mean, he has some of the, the yardage, I think touchdowns, yards, and all that. I think he got like a lot of the Raiders statistics. He was there for what, 10 years? 9 years, 10 years, whatever it was. But he was there long enough and played enough games and threw enough passes where he was able to get a lot of statistics there in Raiderland. And they have a total different view of Derek Carr than we do. The Who Dat Nation doesn't see Derek Carr as a savior. We don't see him as such because we understand what quarterback play looks like because we was fortunate enough to have a very long time of seeing QB excellence and play at the highest level with Drew Brees. He wasn't perfect, but he was a tireless perfectionist in many cases. He was a quarterback that wanted to get it right. He was personable, intelligent, worked with everybody. Even when he pissed somebody off, like he said what he said, he was able to work himself back and kind of understand things and kind of, you know, he's a man of the people type of cat. People love and respect the hell out of Drew Brees. So when Derek Carr comes from the Raiders to the Saints, you know, that's a whole nother thing. We do not compare him to Drew Brees because that's not fair. But we do understand and look for certain traits that quarterbacks are supposed to have when they put that black and gold helmet on. So he'll be held to a higher standard. He took a lot of flack last year because he was saying things and doing things that he didn't and wasn't supposed to be doing. And he didn't take not necessarily all of the credit that he was supposed to take, blaming people, doing all this kind of crap. Didn't look good. So hopefully with a new offensive coordinator, we can get him to, you know, to play better, to help out earlier so we can have success earlier and not take all of the season to get toward the back end before we start seeing some type of consistency. And not, like I said, it's not totally on Derek Carr. The Saints couldn't consistently have a running attack that really helped the man. You know, he didn't know too much of the plays, but he got to play better. Everybody got to play better. That's damn for sure. But thank you for that, Omar. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, a lot of people won't agree with luckiness, man. They don't grow on trees. You're right. But that is the job of each and every coach. You got to find you one. And there are some out there. There are some out there. All right. So anyway, let's finish up here on this list right here. All right. Where was I? Okay. Mason Tipton from Yale set to bring some catching talents to the Saints in the aerial attack. Jermaine Jackson, despite a downturn in his latest season, has shown potential as a return specialist, adding value. On the other hand, Tipton dazzled in his final year with some impressive stats showcasing the speed. The inclusion of Colorado State tight end Dalen Hulker excelled from transferring from the BYU team, further boosted the team's offensive options, particularly in the red zone where his size and catching ability could be crucial. The Saints also have focused on enhancing special teams and defensive depth. Matthew Highball from Vanderbilt will bring his Australian-style punting technique, which could prove to be a strategic asset in controlling field position. On the defensive side, players like Kyler Bah, a sturdy defensive tackle from Minnesota, and Isaiah Stallbird, a versatile linebacker from South Dakota State, expected to contribute significantly. These signings reflect the Saints' commitment to build a well-rounded team. So anyway, the list of undrafted people, as you see right here for the Saints: Nathan Latu, a defensive end from Oklahoma State; Millard Bradford, the safety from TCU. It's a lot of positive things about Millard Bradford. And the thing is, like I said, he has an opportunity, man. And he has some talent if you watch him. And of course, the Saints might bring in some more people as we get down, because some guys, they might not work out. Some guys might get hurt. So it's a constant give and get. You'll see one guy fall off, another, you know, come here, and another guy leave, the other one arrive. So it'll be, you know, some flux going on with the roster until we get really into when things start to count. But Millard Bradford was a safety the Saints picked up, and perhaps with our undrafted guys, there's always a great potential for some of these undrafted guys to grab a position. They're cheap and they play at a higher value. They can earn a position on the Saints team, especially under the economic circumstances the Saints are currently under. A good undrafted college free agent could really make a career here. You know, we've seen some guys undrafted. Rashid Shaheed's an ultimate one. JT Gray, these guys are Pro Bowl undrafted college free agents. So Millard Bradford has an opportunity there to kind of climb in and see what he can do. So it'll be interesting to see that. Wide receiver Jermaine Jackson from Idaho, Kyler Bah, the defensive tackle from Minnesota, Highball, which is the punter from Vanderbilt. And we know with our kicker from last year. It was like, this dude here, man, he started out good, but kind of waned a bit. And we know he's going into his second year, but definitely having some more punter competition there. And I was looking at him punt, and he could, this guy could take the position away from the one we got now. The BI might be a 1 year, might be a one hitter quitter for the guy we got if he don't sharpen up. All right, Dallin Holker from tight end, the tight end from Colorado State is actually a pretty good tight end. You know, he's actually a pretty good tight end. A lot of potential there with that guy. Good size on him. He can block. He can catch. His route running ain't all that bad either. You know, but he's a guy that could kind of step this thing up. We always look at getting solid tight ends, you know, in the undrafted ranks. Our wide receiver is Mason Tipton. From Yale, very productive, undersized wide receiver with skills, was really impressed, thought he might get drafted, fell through the cracks, the Saints get him, this could be something. Kyle Sheets, another wide receiver from Slippery Rock, how about that? Kyle Hergel, Hergel, from, he's a guard from Pitt, I mean, from, no, from Boston College. The Rico Payton is a cornerback from Pittsburgh State. Isaiah Stallbird, the linebacker from South Dakota State. Lawrence Johnson, the DB from Southeast Missouri State, is there. Jacob
Cabot. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Odie, the running back from La Lafayette, which is, I watched a lot of film on this kid, being local, like what he can do. Hope is always one. The Saints get one good running back, actually, in this draft. You know, they you got to watch out for the one undrafted running back. And this guy could play, man. From a small school in Louisiana, man, but he could play, man. Got good size, got some power to him. He got a little catch of the ball right there. So it would be interesting to see where he goes. And we got a Tulane prospect there, Sincere Haynesworth, the center from Tulane. A lot of games for him, a lot of snaps for him there as well. And then the guard, Nori Noili. I hope I'm saying that right. Guard from Nebraska, very interesting prospect he is as well. So the Saints at 15 undrafted players to go along with the depth positions. We talked a lot about the wide receiver position needing some additional help. So they do add a couple of wide receivers to go along with the one that they have currently. We talked about having a safety, some safety help. They had one safety there. We got a couple of we did get a couple of defensive backs to go to challenge in the secondary room. We have a defensive line prospect there as well to come in and kind of help out in terms of trying to make the team with Kyler Ba. The tight end is really interesting, and the defensive ends, Nathan Latu, is very interesting to see where what he could do. And the offensive line was a key thing that we were looking at. So they get the guards in Kyle Hergel, and they get the backup center in Sincere Hainsworth and Nori Nuili. I hope I'm saying that right. Probably not. But anyway, that's some of the guys that we got here, man. In terms of the undrafted guys that the Saints put together for the team. So anyway, now we keep going, man. We're going to go into, let's take a look back at the entire draft for the Black and Gold. These are some of the players that have an immediate impact on the team. We talked about Fuaga having an opportunity to step in, whatever guard position it is, we'll see where they got going on there. Whatever guard side it is, whether it's the right side or the left side, it depends on what Clint Kubiak wants to do. And with John Benton, they all come together to decide on where these guys are going to play, whether Fuaga's going to play on the right side or the left side, pinning, whatever. Because Benton could very well say, since he was over there, you want to keep him there. Me, I would kind of just switch him to have a fresh look, to have a new, fresh situation. I would put Fuaga on the left side. I know he played a lot of right side, but I would try him at the left side and put Penning on the opposite side, because watching how Penning played that left side, he just crashed and burned so badly. I want to have a mental reset with him by having him to play a more comfortable position, putting him on that right side so we can just kind of reset that thing a bit and then go from there. And then that'll be your booking tackles there for the next how many years, because the reality is Ryan Ramczyk he's probably not going to be able to play or get back to the season with that rehab situation, that bum knee is a very bad knee for him, because it they were saying it's threatening. It's actually career threatening. It's that bad. So I have very little faith that Ramczyk will make it back in time to play. And if he does make it back to play, that knee will get tested, because the system that Kubiak wants to implement requires offensive linemen to move and shift. So that could be problematic for a bad knee for Ryan Ramczyk. So like I suggested, that Ryan Ramczyk just needs to go head on and chill out. He just needs to go head on, get the major surgery and not the minor surgery, and go sit down and then work your way back, man. Don't put your body at harm like that. If you can help it, go take care of yourself. But either way, Fuaga and Penning are going to be the guys. I was telling people that early on during the season, a lot of people said, you should trade, get from under Penning. And I was telling people it doesn't make any sense to do that, because you don't trade a player. He has not even realized his potential. He hadn't shown anything. It's not like you had a player that flashed and showed you, man, they played their asses off for a stretch of games and this player is this good, and you got that little bit of sample size serving to trade them. There was nothing that you can use or go to implement any decent type of trade. You wouldn't have got nothing for them. And that's the first thing. The second thing is Mickey Loomis would never give you the satisfaction of trading Penning so you can sit up there and say, Penning, look at them. They screwing up the picks. Look, they drafted this guy and then traded them. Not even 3 years, 3 years into his career. What are we doing here? That guy was that bad. They'll never give you that. I should have put that number one. That should have went number one. So in a way, I knew Penning would be the guy that would be the opposite tackle. Now, Dennis Allen wasn't committable about which side they would be on, because they asked him about that in the press conference after they selected him, and he wouldn't commit on either side. He said it was overrated. The right side, left side was overrated. Whatever, dude. Whatever, man. It's not overrated. The left side, the right side, the blind side's very important. You ain't going to be saying that shit during the season if you make the wrong move and then them defensive ends rolling up from the blind side, blasting Derek Carr down into the ground, and he fumbling every damn way, and then he nervous and he gets that deer in the headlight look. You won't think it's overrated then. You better make the right decision on who these guys are going to be or where they're going to play at. And I think he don't know, because he's going to leave all that in the hands of Clint Kubiak. I don't know if I said Gary, but Clint Kubiak to make the decision on who plays where. But estimation wise, I'm thinking that you'll see both Penning and Fuaga at the tackle positions. You'll see Ali Udo at the other guard position. And then it says then this is McCoy, Ruiz, and, you know, that type of thing. So, but yeah, that's how I see it, because, I mean, it's very simple. There's no competition right now to kind of impose or say that this won't be the case. Hirsch retired, and that kind of opened up Ali Udo for a guard position. So anyway, let's keep it pushing, man. The next one is in the second round was Kool-Aid McKinstry. A lot of people like, Hugh, why did they give up several picks to move up to go get Kool-Aid McKinstry? We didn't need a corner. And I disagreed. I said, family, when in essence, before the we was in the mock drafts, the early in the week before the draft into the after the first round of the day, I was like, man, we need a cornerback, because the three cornerbacks you have, you know, somebody's going to get banged up. And when they do, you're going to have to take the fourth cornerback and he becomes an instant starter. See, we got to remember that they start 96-97% of the time, the modified nickel package with three cornerbacks out there at all times. You know, so when that happens, and if somebody gets banged up, that fourth cornerback becomes an immediate starter. So Kool-Aid McKinstry, not only just that, but he also provides insurance just in case somebody gets disgruntled and wants to leave, or if they can't afford to pay a certain player because they're in a cap strap mode. 2025 Paulson Adebo, perhaps. It's an insurance policy. It works doubly well either way. Things got to keep flowing, because some guy might be like, man, I don't want to stay here no more, because I don't believe in such and such or this, that, and the third. It happens. That's why I said when you have fractures in the team, like we've seen happen with the Saints over the last couple of years, when you start seeing these off-code behaviors happen at the administrator level, the coaches level, that causes fractures in the team, and players they feel a certain kind of way that they can't buy in. It's a low faith factor. That's why you see a lot of this stuff happening with disgruntlement between players that's on the team. And then you see them firing off on social media. Certain guys got arrested because it wasn't handled correctly. It wasn't a lot of reservation going on, or, you know, any troubleshooting going on in the Saints building. Ain't nobody would. I mean, Mick Lubins has his door closed because he's not a real general manager. He's a VP masquerading as a general manager. He's not troubleshooting anything. He's not talking to anybody during the season. Who's troubleshooting? Who's talking to somebody? Nobody talking. When guys get off code, they break rules. Who fixes it? It don't. That's like several players, I won't say no names, were saying during the season, like they'll see stuff going on, like guys is false starting practice and nobody's saying nothing. But you're having all these Hall of Fame ass practices, though. That's why I applaud Clint Kubiak coming here, because I want to see what he can do. And I played the interview at the start of Saturday's show. I started the show off playing Clint Kubiak's interview. And he was saying that they need to establish an identity. And I agree wholeheartedly. The Saints had no identity last year to rely upon. What good is having all the talent and you don't know how to properly use them? So he wants to implement more of a ground focused attack. And I applaud that, because that is the strongest room you have. The running back room in terms of the offense is the strongest room you have. It's the strongest, hands down, the strongest room that you could be relied upon, because you have Elvin in there. You got Jamal Williams in there. You got Kendre Miller in there. Then you throw Taysom in there. Taysom is also in that room. So you can heavily rely upon that. You can mix and match. You can do what you want to do. So I applaud his philosophy and want to establish more of a run-based attack. And his words were, they want to run against eight-man fronts. Let's see it. In order to do that, we got to get the offensive line together. So back to Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think it's a solid pickup for the Saints. Very talented player with a future starter potential. He'll definitely get some games to step in this upcoming season, because rarely you're going to see a season where all of your cornerbacks come out and they don't miss any games. So, like I said, it was a solid sign, and I appreciate that signing. Then we jump from the second to the fifth round. I was thanking the Saints after they traded up a couple of picks to go and get Kool-Aid McKinstry. I figured that they'll probably take a pick or two to see if they can package up the move into the fourth round. No, sir. The Saints sat there and watched the third pass. And then when the third day started, they watched the fourth round pass, and they used all the fifth round picks where they belong. And in the first of the first round picks, they took a quarterback, Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler is a guy that I watched in college. I wasn't particularly impressed with Spencer Rattler. I thought there were other better quarterbacks that would fit what we attempted to do that was available. They, of course, the Saints felt a little differently, but he does have some potential. I'm gonna just wait to see what Clint Kubiak does with him, because to me, he looks to have some athleticism. He's tough as hell out there. He takes CT. I haven't seen hits where he gets blown the hell up, pops right back up, dusts himself off, and go in the huddle. He can make the throws. He don't have a super arm, but he got a good enough arm to get the ball up the field. His accuracy is not bad. He's a smart quarterback too. He thinks about the game, and he has potential, a lot of potential. And I'm thinking maybe I just didn't like how he looked in South Carolina, but he was able to get the ball a lot to Xavier Ledet. That was his top target down there. So he was able to move around, and that South Carolina team wasn't all that offensive line. I went back and looked at the field, and the offensive line wasn't all that. And he was heavily relied upon to make plays and, you know, in the SEC. So his numbers are okay. And like I said, where the Saints get him, where they got him early in his college career, he was a quarterback that a lot of people felt like would eventually be a number one pick. But Caleb Williams came along when he was out there with whatchamacallit. And then Caleb Williams took the path that a lot of people thought Spencer Rattler would have took. He became the first overall quarterback. Caleb Williams did. And Spencer fell all the way to the fifth round. So he has a chip on his shoulder. He feels like he's better than what he's, you know, better prospect than what people anticipating. Clint Kubiak thinks he's that guy. And you might have a case. There was a comment that somebody sent me in a comment section, man. And I was actually pretty impressed by it, man. I forgot the commenter, but shout out to you. He said he looked at him and he's the first person that I've seen try to compare Spencer Rattler's style to Patrick Mahomes. He said he kind of has a Mahomes look to him. Not looks wise, but he's mean his game to a degree of what he could possibly be. Now, like I said, he can throw the ball at different angles. He can make the accurate throws, and he can get out of trouble. He's not super athletic, but he can get out of trouble. But I respect his high IQ. He does have a high football IQ, and he's serious about learning and picking up the game. So we'll see what Clint Kubiak can do with Spencer Rattler. Perhaps he can maybe he's seen a little Brock Purdy in Spencer Rattler. I don't know what Clint looking at, but man, I'm willing to be patient to see what he can do, because they took him with the first to the fifth round picks. All right, moving on to pick 35 or 170, Bub Means. We talked about Bub yesterday before he was picked. Actually, it was three wide receivers. KT came on.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.